not trying to bum you out. I'm not trying to bum you out, man. I'm serious. I'm not. I'm not trying to bum you out. 844-527-8723 is how you can call in. I am David Simpson here on the True Money Show. You know, I call it True Money for a reason. That is, I would love that before I die, we have true money in our country. What do I mean by that? Well, the technical term for it, and I'm not even sure I agree this is true money in the strict sense, but it's the best thing I know right now, so I'll give you the name, commodity money. The money is backed by something that has a value in itself, and when you have money like that, you are generally safer than if you have what we do have instead, which is called fiat money, and really what it really is debt money. So anyway, we call the True Money Show because I'd like to see true money, and if we had true money, we'd have better markets. And if we had true money and better markets, we might actually see financial health. But instead, what we got is a lot of financial shenanigans, and it's causing a lot of strife around the world, and it makes me kind of angry. That's why I'm in the business, trying to help people see it for what it is and then make adjustments. And I'll tell you, this is the worst news. I cannot get you out of it. I can't fix it, because while we have fiat money and legal tender laws, we're forced to use this funny money, and there's no way around it until we change the laws. So I have to then give you defensive positions to take, and then hopefully we can both get financially stronger in our defensive position, and then when a wreck happens, and I think a wreck will happen, then perhaps we'll have some strong cells in the body of Christ, and those strong cells can help give advice to the the rebuilding process, and we get some of these bad laws gone, good laws in, true money, fair markets, free enterprise, a whole bunch of other good things that I got up my sleeve. You just can't make them happen with a wave of a wand. All right. Back to "The King is Dead, Long Live the King." An essay, or actually some bullet points by David Moening, or Moening, I don't know how to say his name, M-O-E-N-N-I-N-G, over at Seeking Alpha. Again, he's just kind of doing some bullet points of what he thinks happening in the market. I'm going to run through a few of them. What we are seeing right now is called price exploration to the downside as traders try to determine how much is enough. And I think that's fair. That is true. It does happen. And when prices hit a certain level, people in the market may start running back in to buy. All right. We can expect the stock market to likely bottom before the news stops getting bad, another point he says. Again, assuming the market's going to bottom, I won't know that, and I wouldn't safely say that until, till all the news on this current shamdemic is gone, and then. And if the other shoe didn't drop just yet, then I might start calling bottoms. He says this. Now, I read this and I thought, is he joking? Is he being sarcastic? But I don't think so. He says, in order to flatten the curve of the virus's growth rate, we must effectively, quote, kill the economy. And I guess that quote came from that article I read last week about the government saying, the Fed saying, we had to take a 30% destruction of the economy just to accept it. Anyway, kill the economy. The way to keep folks from getting this bug is to, quote, hunker down and stay home, i.e. don't go out and stimulate the economy. Stay put and watch Netflix. Again, I read that, and normally if I was reading an article and I saw a line like that, I would quit reading because I'd say, okay, this guy's a moron. But I didn't stop reading because these guys have been in the business for 33 years, and I'll just give him that one off. I will assume that he believes all of the bunk that's being pumped out of the mainstream media. And since he's never heard the Crusade Channel, he can't get his head screwed on right. So I'm just going to go ahead and give him that one and say, all right, that's moronic, but let's go on. At this stage, he says, analysts are expecting a mild temporary recession. The thinking is that the crisis will fade within a couple of months as the weather warms up. But then again, nobody really knows how long or how deep the economic slowdown will be. Here's my worry on that issue. I don't care if the virus is gone. I care that people have been out of work and businesses have been shuttered for a month, maybe 6 weeks, maybe 2 months. I don't know how you start an economy like that. Hey, you haven't had any income, production, or value transfers in the last 6 months, or 2 months, or 3 months, but just go ahead and crank her up. And the guy goes, I don't have any gas in the car. Well, just crank her up. No, I don't have any money to buy gasoline. But just crank her. I'm trying to tell you that I can't crank her up because there's no money to put into the organization. That's one of my very serious worries. Back to his article. The assumption is that economic growth will resume once the crisis passes. The worry is that consumers could stay cautious for longer than expected. I have a lot more worries than that, but that is one of them. He says, I do not see how the stock market's ultimate bottom can take the shape of a V this time around, meaning we're not going to see a V bounce. I agree with him on that. Actually, I think we're going to see an L at best and maybe a declining lower arm L. I'll explain that some other day. He says this, the Fed can't kill the virus. Fiscal stimulus can't kill the virus. So the only way for the crisis to fade is for the virus news to stop getting worse. You know, I agree with that. And here's my question. If fiscal stimulus can't kill the virus, why are we trying it? Oh, we're not. That's not for the virus, Dave. That's to make sure the economy doesn't implode. Really? $1,200 a person is going to keep the economy from imploding? I don't think that's going to work. But maybe that's just me. He says, remember that violent declines are often associated with forced liquidations. Think margin calls, hedge fund failings, mutual fund redemption, systematic trading strategy moves, et cetera. He's right, but sometimes forced liquidations are even more systemic than that. Like this, for instance. Mike has given me various salutes that I don't, well, we can't, never mind. Hey, shave your mustache properly. Yeah. He's doing some brown shirt activity in there. He's doing some brown shirt exercises. Brown shirt exercises from Mike Church in the other studio. So here's the thing. Sometimes forced liquidations are more systemic, meaning this. I see my account go from 100,000 to 90, and okay, 10%, I'm okay. 85,000, yeah, I'm getting a little frightened now, 81,000, hey, come on, Dave, are you going to do anything? 75,000, 60, sell, 50, sell, 40, and then sell. That becomes the mantra of the market. And if that goes on, but forced liquidations won't even be a nice, that'll be a good euphemism for it. During a forced liquidation caused by redemptions, managers sell what they can, not what they want. This explains why almost everything except government bonds goes down in a bear market. Okay. He agrees with me in SC, by the way. He says, expect a dead cat bounce to begin when some good news comes out. This should last a few days and cause you to feel like the worst is over and things are better now. Once a dead cat bounce occurs, the original reason for the decline tends to resurface and a test of the lows takes place. This tends to be the time to begin thinking about the next bull market as everyone that wanted to or needed to sell has likely already done so. Again, under normal, I would say the kind of the pattern of the last five bull bear type of turnarounds. I don't know that we're going to have a normal pattern because I think there are some other things at play that could cause the pattern to change. Final one I'll get on this because I want to move on and catch some other parts of the other segments I promised you. History shows that the average bull market gains 85.6% over 787 calendar days. And the goal right now, he says, should be to lose the least amount possible. And I'm going to add to that goal. I agree. Try to lose the least amount possible. So if there is a turnaround, you can buy for really much reduced price and watch the market run up. But I will add to the goal. Besides trying to lose the least amount possible, as you are going to cash or liquidating or as you're considering market portfolio moves, okay? I said this last week. Consider this too, and I mean consider it seriously. There is no shame in taking some money off the table. Now, for a guy who makes his money managing money, I'm cutting my own throat here. I'm telling you, I'm going to charge you less fees if you do this. That's okay with me because I'm trying to help you. If one of your market moves is to pull a little money off of the table and go buy a tractor or solar panels or water purification devices or gold and silver or fishing poles. Do it. If that's the spirit that moves you, do it. It ain't going to hurt you to be prepared, guys. What do they say? Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. I agree. 844-527-8723. You can call in David Simpson here on the True Money Show, Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing. That's my whistle talk. I'm going to go check the email, even though no one's emailing me. I can't believe no one wants to answer my question today. It's so darn easy. I should even make it a question today, but I did. Should the government send out free money? I guess, you know what, since nobody's going to call, I'm just going to keep playing this because that's what y'all want to hear.